hosted on dimlywit.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh. Break it down, girl.
Oh, baddies, welcome to the 2021 Trey and Jay Christmas soiree. I think this is our second year doing this.
Yeah. Why didn't we do it the first year? Oh, because we started after Christmas.
Yeah.
A week after.
I'm not sure.
Didn't we start New Year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are we missing a year? We might have done
maybe,
it.
Maybe we're 3.5 years long.
We might have done it before. But either way, we are back. Slay my name. Slay my name.
If no one is around you, slay baby, I love you.
All the jingle ladies.
Oh, my God.
Every Christmas miracle is going to happen during the show today. We have an exciting show for you. We've got Dear Trey and Jay Holiday Edition. Mm. We've got holiday traditions that we're going to talk about. We've got a very special new segment called Denny's Dad Jokes Holiday Edition. We have gift ideas for you from our nerdy Noel. We've got fun games. And yeah, it's going to be a really fun show. So you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's see. What should we start? Why don't we start with holiday traditions?
Wonderful.
Do you have any holiday traditions?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Well, my family's Italian, so we celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. We're Christmas Eve people. We do the fish, a lot of pastas. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve traditions. Well, when we were younger, every year, my parents would keep me up till midnight and we'd go to midnight mass. But like my kids are sleepers. So ever since my kids were born, they're in bed at like 8 o'clock and like
what,
pass the
fuck
out.
How old were you when they were doing this? Because that seems like, now that you're a mom, doesn't that seem crazy
to
you?
It seems crazy that she was able to keep me up past 9 as a child, knowing that I'm up at like 6 a.m. on Christmas morning. Like, how is this possible?
Okay, so I have a super weird Christmas tradition. And this year, Alan got to be a part of it, which is very exciting. About, I think it was 6 years ago. I wanted to see the movie Krampus. Now I'm talking about Krampus.
I know what it is. The scary movie that is the bad guy on Christmas.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
It's like a giant
he's
troll.
Bad Santa. Yeah. But this is like the new age Krampus movie. It's not like an old one. It was like Adam Scott's in it. Like,
yeah, I seen it.
You seen it?
Yes.
Okay, so I made a big thing because it wasn't out to rent. You had to buy it. So my brother was like, if we fucking buy this, like we're watching it every year as a joke. And literally every year we've watched it as a joke. And part of the joke is it's not really that good.
The movie is terrible.
I was so want to watch it again. And we literally have watched it every year since. But what's fun about it is that every year we bring new people in to share this holiday tradition with us. So every year we watch it with somebody new just to see their reaction to it, because it's like part scary, part hilarious. Like you kind of just are laughing.
Part I'm traumatized for the part of the world that actually believes in Krampus. Like, guys, there are kids in like Germany who literally think this guy's going to come and eat them if they're bad. Like, I think it's bad when I'm like, I'm telling Santa you're getting coal. Like, that's America's like big fucking woohoo. In like, Germany, Krampus. They're like, this Krampus will eat you. And like, chew up your bones. And I'm like, bro, when is this? This is child abuse.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't come to give but to take. It's scary.
Okay, Jessica, quoting the movie.
So this year I'm like, Alan, we're having Krampus night. And he was just like, what does that even mean? But I get like a bajillion snacks. Like, it's a whole festivity.
Wow, I'm a little sad I missed out on this.
It was fun. And my other buddy Ray was here and he watches it. He's watched it. This is his like third year watching it with us, but he always leaves early.
So he's never seen the ending.
He's never seen the ending. It was the first year he's seen the ending.
The ending's the best part.
I'm like, you just had enough of Krampus. Like, when there's 10 minutes left, he's like, I'm fucking done. I can't take it anymore.
The movie sucks.
It sucks. So, Alan, what did you think of Krampus tradition?
I think for somebody who's recently diagnosed diabetic, Jessica tried to kill me.
Yeah, with all the sweets.
It was all sugar, and I just kept eating. And Rachel was like, can you have some self-control? And I was like, no.
Rachel was it's definitely mad at me.
I cannot have self-control. Well,
I was like, Rachel, I can't help it that Jessica just put crack in front of a drug addict. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And so, like, we had these, like, little sugar watermelons. I ate, like, the whole fucking bag.
Oh, those are deadly.
They're so good.
Since giving up
sugar. Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, the Sour Patch Kids watermelon. Sammy has them at her house all the time. And every time I go, I, like, put three in my hand and I, like, pace myself because I'm like, I need these, but like, I also should not be having these at all.
Okay, so we talked about sugar, but what did you think of the tradition? It was fun, right?
Oh, I mean, the movie sucks. Like, the movie was a horrible movie.
Okay, so what do you think of Jessica's tradition, and then what do you think of Krumpus' tradition? Because I would like to hear your thoughts on both after seeing the movie.
I mean, it's fun, like, to have a bunch of people over. That was cool. I don't know what else to say about the tradition other than it was like, it's a party.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
So it's fun.
And it was nice to see people because I have not seen many people other than like y'all's faces.
Yeah.
For a while. I think it was funny just to, like, sit down and watch the movie and constantly riff on a movie the whole time.
That was made so poorly.
That it was just like constant jokes. Our jokes were sometimes worse, sometimes better than what
like
they had on
there. Like the scariest part of the movie, like somebody literally sat down and was like, this is going to be so scary. And we are like, hysterical laughing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's become our little tradition just because we bought a $20 movie and we're like, no, we have to get our money's worth of this.
I think the first time you watched it was your money's worth. But okay.
Yeah. But it is fun to bring like new people in every
year. I love that,
though.
I love that you corrupt new people each year on this horrible
thing. It's kind of an incredible cast and like all these things that should be a good movie.
Yeah.
But it should have been, Krumpus should have been good because the concept as a child has got to be terrifying. Like just like that this huge troll demon
and his tongue's
like,
always out, he's like, ah.
It's so weird, but even like the way they made him look like was not enough scary. Scary enough.
I'm gonna read some holiday traditions from the baddies. Okay. This one I can get on board with is watching Harry Potter on Christmas Day.
Hard no. I'll never come to your house.
Go see lights around town, watch movies Christmas Eve, and wrap presents all damn night.
Yeah, we drive around to look for Christmas houses also.
Family gets together to decorate cookies.
My mom and her friends do a cookie swap every year where they each make like three.
So does my mom. What is that? A mom's
rite
of passage?
It's
got to
be like a 2000s like mom thing that
yeah,
like
my mom
stuck
does
around
the same
for 20
thing.
Years.
And then on Christmas Day, you have a
and
whole
then we have
ton
all
of cookies.
Different cookies from all these people. And my mom has.
Not
I
a bad idea.
I have favorites from my mom's friends. Like I'm like, oh, I like this one.
Yeah,
cookies
get more
all
that
time.
Shit.
Yeah. Yep.
I have a special ornament that I put up every year that belonged to my mom. That's really sweet.
That one's my favorite. Because that's what Christmas is. Like, it's all about, like, having memories and creating, like, special moments.
Christmas morning calls for homemade Cinnabons. I love that idea. I might steal that.
We make monkey bread.
Okay.
Mm.
Which is just chopped up cinnamon buns in, like, a bundt pan that, like, you flip over and you
bundt.
Just pick. Yeah, you cut
like
up.
Like cunt, but with a B.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
thank
accurate.
You.
That's exactly what it is, actually.
The worst children's show in the world.
What?
Over here. It's like cunt with a B.
But bunt. It's like hooked on phonics over here. Jess edition, Jess Hottie version.
Yeah, that's cute. Like, there are things that, like, now that I have a daughter, I can't really introduce her to Krumpus just yet, but I do want to do something every year, like something like that, where it's like, okay, you know, on Christmas morning we'll have the Cinnabons or whatever it is. Like, I love some of these ideas. Or, like, the matching pajamas is really cute.
We always have some type of Christmas pajamas on, always. And, like, we watch It's a Wonderful Life every year. My dad forces us.
Yeah, exactly.
Because my dad's like, this is love what that. Christmas and life is about. It's a wonderful life. And now it hits different because, like, my son is deaf and the guy loses his hearing. So, like, we all just sit there and cry, like, for the hour in a 45-minute movie and just whatever. But
how about this? We give each other a hug at midnight and then eat tamales. Latins do Christmas on the 24th.
Yeah, Latins and Italians.
I don't know how I feel about the tamales on Christmas.
I'll eat fucking tamales all day. Give me anything Spanish related, I'm in.
All right, let's talk about some words that shaped pop culture in 2021. I think we're going to know some of these and some of them maybe not, but let's
see.
First
of all, I just learned about what chuggy means, so.
Oh, that's on this list. Chuggy, pronounced chuggy.
Also, I've never heard anybody use the word, ever.
The word was popularized by Gen Z on TikTok. It's essentially a way to poke fun at older generations, particularly millennials and their outdated trends like skinny jeans and side parts. Rude. What about the word cute?
Oh my God.
Cute? Oh my god.
The word.
We're seriously looking for a new podcast.
Of a tire quickly stopping in its track. Thus, it's often used as a synonym to stop.
Skirt.
Is that how you say
yes.
it?
Yes. Alan said it right.
Skirt. Yeah.
Oh man.
You sound like you're saying skirt but in like a high pitched chunch, like
but super scared
chipmunk
of
voice.
Them.
Skirt.
Skirt. How do you say it? Because I don't do it right.
Skirt. Oh my god.
Let's move on.
All right. No cap.
Yeah, I hate this because I constantly have to think of like, when someone's like cap, I'm like, no cap, actually. Because
so it's another term.
Cap means
lying.
Yep.
Lying.
And when no cap, it's like, I'm not lying.
Yeah. You're
but
not
I hate
capping.
It because I have to think about it every time. I'm like, wait, fuck, is it? When someone says cap, I'm like, fuck, does that mean lie or no lie? And then I'm like, no lie is no cap. Got it. Let's
they're
move
referring
on.
To hat. That's what's happening.
And it's just like a fucking tribute to hat, which let's move on.
Chef's kiss. Most people recognize the Italian gesture when someone pinches their fingers together and kisses
chef's
them.
Chef's kiss is always, that's a classic. It'll never go away.
That's such a, like a weird hand gesture too, because like this is good and then down here it's bad.
Yeah, if I'm a bitch, it's like, what? Like when I ask my son what's wrong, I always do this to him. I'm like, it's and like, he fixes what I...
We were driving into New York at one point, and Rachel's, like, in the car, not meaning to, but, like, doing this. And I'm like, Rachel, you're going to get us fucking shot. Yeah. Stop.
So now people use chef's kiss to insert the gesture into text-to-speech when something is satisfying.
And I think that's why they added the emoji. I want to say it's for the Italians, but I don't think it is.
Do you know what yassify is?
No.
To yassify a photo is to apply so many image filters from the Face app that the person is unrecognizable. The phrase has its roots
how do you
in
spell
the term
it?
Yas and Yas Queen. Yassify, it's Yas.
Yeah. I-F-I. A-F-Y.
Yeah.
Weird.
So, yeah, yassify. I haven't heard that, but
I haven't heard
I
that, but
just
happy
saw
to
that yesterday for the first time.
Wow.
The yassify. I just saw it yesterday
really?
For the first time.
Well, on TikTok?
No, on Facebook, because someone shared this post where someone had taken the cast of Twilight and changed all their makeup and stuff and then started putting them in other TV shows.
Oh my god.
It was like Twilight PD.
Stop.
Wow, Tracy, you've done this.
What?
Do you know what a soft launch and a hard launch is on social?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, a soft launch is like when you give like a sneak peek of something and then a hard launch is like the day it comes out.
A soft launch is a way to subtly introduce a new romantic partner on social media, often with an unassuming tag.
It's also for products.
Or photo credit. Hard launch is abruptly announcing a new relationship without any previous soft launch posts.
Okay, so I've soft launched on Halloween.
I posted on Halloween. I'm like, no, Trey, that was a soft launch. And then you did a fucking hard launch like 2 weeks later.
No, it was soft launch was just happened to run into this guy with a matching costume. Like, don't know how it happened. And then Christmas, it was like matching Christmas pajamas.
Guy, I was like, Trey, are you like serious? Because you just did a hard launch. And she was like, no. We hard launched 2 weeks ago. No, that was a soft launch, honey. Honey.
I got my page
she
back.
She was like, we did Halloween. I was like, that was different. Now you're at a restaurant.
Wait, I got my page back on Instagram. And like the first photo back was like, oh, we're dropping the Pinterest Christmas matching pajama photo. Like, that's what we're doing.
I love that, like, my mind went the same way. I was like, yeah, this is how you do things in production. You do a soft launch where you share it with friends.
Yeah, for
and then...
products and stuff. Yeah, well, I didn't think
youngins,
relationships at all.
The youngins made it cool. All right, baddies, we are back with your favorite segment, Dear Trey and Jay.
Holiday Edition.
So Dear Trey and Jay Holiday Edition is, you know, you asking us the most important questions you have, but obviously they are holiday related. So let's hear the questions you baddies have for us this year.
Dear Trey and Jay. I hate my brother's girlfriend, but I have to get her a gift.
Ugh.
What do I get her?
Regift her.
Fuck yeah, I love regifting.
Give her a gift that somebody gave you that you don't want.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Don't
like,
spend fucking money on
don't
a bitch.
Spend fucking money. If you have a gift card someplace that
give
you don't want
to
go.
Yep.
Yeah, you got like a thing that's like, you know, Olive Garden or Fridays. Great.
Yes. Give her the Olive Garden. Get that shit out of here.
Give her the gift of Fridays. Like, great, great choice. I love that. Regift, gift card. I think a gift card really shows that, like,
I don't give
care
a fuck.
About I just did not have the brain
it's
capacity.
The most passive aggressive way to say I could not want to shop for you less than to go to CVS and grab a fucking gift card for someone.
Amazing. Great, great idea. Good one. We're so good at this.
So good.
Dear Trey and Jay, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus about infidelity. Or is Dad just dressed as Santa?
Wow, what a phenomenal question. I'm going to go with it's about the dad being dressed because, as we know as adults, the parents put out the gifts. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously the dad dressed up, but it's 2022 and no one's single. No one's fucking monogamous anymore. Like,
I gotta tell
everyone's
you.
Acting single and no one's monogamous anymore. So I'm going to say in 2022, it's about infidelity.
I heard that song and I never thought even that it would be a partner. I just assumed mommy was cheating on daddy. That's what I thought.
Right, because
song
as
meant.
Kids, we grew up thinking that Santa was real. So mommy kissing Santa Claus would be like, fuck, my
but
mom just
adult,
kissed somebody
I never
else.
Even
as an adult, I'm thinking,
that,
the father puts out the gifts with the mom. So the fact that they're making out is probably normal.
Why
but
the fuck is dad dressed as Santa, though, like in the house? That's
because in case the kids wake up.
Wow.
In case the kids wake up, it's safe to have a suit on.
Wow.
Therefore, if
do
they
you do
wake
that?
Up. I do not because my kids, once they're me. Out, they are out. We could have a fucking we could have
the
an
kids
earthquake
up,
and
Santa,
my kids would sleep through it.
Santa's, it's Tracy dressed as Santa, but she's got her hooker boots on. And
Mom,
they're just like, oh, no.
Mom, Santa, why no. does why does Santa got an ass?
I don't care what you fucking say. Your Christmas cards, you had Christmas jammies on. And
they weren't Christmas jammies. They were a set, like a matching
it's
set.
A matching top and bottom Christmas
they weren't. The kids weren't
said,
even in jammies.
She said, I can't wear socks. I've never worn socks before. Like, I can't wear heels. It just won't work. My hooker boots, my knee-high boots.
The kids weren't even in jammies.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw the pictures and I was like, on brand for
on
the holidays.
On brand. Could not be more accurate. This is Tracy Holiday Edition.
So that's a great question. I honestly am not sure if there's an answer. And
I think it's left to the imagination of the unknown. Mm-hmm. But I think you can. That's such a great thing to talk about, though, because it's not talked about enough. That's also, do you guys want to know that Mrs. Claus's name, her first name, if you Google it, it's Jessica.
Come again?
Jessica.
The fuck it is.
My kids were literally like, so what's Santa's real name? And we were like, Nick. It's Nick and Jessica.
Ew.
Really? It's the fucking Romanos that
that's
are.
That's me and my brother. Me and Mikey.
Yeah, it's weird. Like it's weird because we were like, oh, Saint Nick. That's his name. It's
Alan, you need to confirm or deny this. I don't believe this.
And then we were like, wait, what's Mrs. Claus's name? And we looked it up. I'm like, it's got to be something like Carol, like Christmas
Jessica
Carol.
Claus.
Yes. And we were like, that can't be real. It cannot be Jessica. And then everyone at the party looked it up and it's Jessica.
Wow.
And I was that's so uncomfortable because I'm like, that's not nuts. A fucking old woman's name. Like,
no, they didn't even have names
like
for
Carol,
when she was born.
Like Christmas Carol or
Christmas Carol.
Mary, something like.
Yeah, Jesus's
wife's name. Like something festive, but like grandma-ish. And
that's
it's Jessica.
True fact that my mind is blown.
Alan, confirm or deny.
I'm seeing two different names and neither of them are Jessica.
We looked it up. We had everyone at the party look it up and it literally came back. What is Mrs. Claus's name? And it said Jessica.
What name do you see?
I will say I've got a list of like all the names she's been given over the years.
I think there's nothing official, but like that's like.
One of the names she's been given over the years was Jessica.
Yeah, it's
but
weird.
The two that came up first for me is Margaret. I don't know why. And this one that actually makes sense, Holly
would be cute. But that's what I'm saying. It should be something festive like Carol or Holly
or
Mary.
No, you're right. The first thing that I Googled said Kris Kringle was a toy maker who married Jessica.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's weird. Why Jessica? That's such a 2000s name.
You know,
like
lady.
An 80s baby
also,
name.
Also, I don't like Kris Kringle. Why do they call him that?
I don't know. Is his name Nick? Chris or is it Nick?
Well, so I think.
I mean, I know he's got like 1,000 friggin' names, but.
Nick comes from Saint Nicholas,
right?
Who was an actual person,
right.
And is who Santa
Christmas
Claus is based off
right.
of. Kris Kringle was Mr. Kringle, I think, in the what's the old fucking Miracle on 34th Street?
Oh,
and so Mr. Kringle ended up being Santa Claus, and so
okay.
I think that's where Kris Kringle.
Well, also,
comes from.
So did Scott Calvin in the Santa Claus.
Shut up,
so,
Scott Calvin.
SC Santa Claus, Scott Calvin. So like, I guess there's name variations, but when I think what's Santa Claus's name, I think Saint Nick instantly. Like, yeah. I don't think Kris Kringle ever. Imagine Santa's name being Chris. Chris is too, like, street
Chris
for Santa.
Kris Kringle gives me douche chills.
Yeah.
And it's, like with Saint a K. Nick. Like, what is he, a Kardashian? I don't like it.
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't like it at all. Like, it Santa seems Claus. Very Kris Jenner of him. I'm not here
Santa
for
Claus
it.
Is actually Kris
Jenner's
Jenner
put his ass
running
on
this
the
shit.
Kris Jenner yeah. set him aside and said, listen to me, Santa, you're going by yeah. Kris motherfucking
we
Kringle
own this
now.
World. The Kardashians own this world, and you about to be a K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You have any more?
No, but I just thought that was weird about the Jessica thing, because I was like, how is we had never thought about it. I was like, I've never asked about what Mrs. Claus's name, because honestly, in every movie, it's different, because whoever Santa is in the movie, it's whatever his wife is. But that's technically what her name was. If like you like look it up and on many sites, it's weird.
Wild. Dear Trey and Jay, how do I handle my obnoxious in-laws this Christmas?
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Be fucked up when you get there.
What are some alcoholic drinks?
Like that you can low-key get away with? Shots when no one's looking?
I mean, you can do eggnog. You can spike the eggnog.
Yeah, coquito.
You can do spiked apple cider. Ooh, I that's like that. My that's a my
spiked
go-to.
Cider
is
yeah, bomb, yeah,
this is what you're going to do. You're going to come up with like a festive holiday drink.
Honestly,
like spiked cider.
Pour vodka in a water bottle. Let
God
them think
damn,
you're
like,
not drinking.
Fucking
no.
going
that
hard.
Because you need everyone to get a little fucked up. You got to bring a drink and like make it like, hey, everybody, I made this festive drink, but like put like a ton of alcohol in there.
Yeah.
Get
maybe holiday
up,
jungle
get everyone
juice
else fucked up.
Because you can't really tell how strong jungle juice is.
I like that.
Until,
holiday jungle juice.
Yeah, you can make like a green jungle juice. There, look up jungle juice on Google and you will see. It's literally bottles of alcohol being
green
poured together.
Green jungle juice. Ew, for
poured
Christmas.
Poured together. And that shit, you don't know you're getting fucked up. And then all of a sudden, you're on the floor. So I would suggest that for knocking out your in-laws, making them just wasted.
Beautiful. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, sex tips, holiday sex tips with Trey and Jay.
Hey, all you true crime fans. This is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morf.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Okay, are you ready?
No. I'm so nervous. Why? I get anxiety when you make me do stuff that I'm not aware of.
I'm really, really sorry in advance. Okay, baddies, we are back with sex tips.
Holiday edition.
It's at this moment in time that I really wish the name Sorry in Advance was our podcast name, because we are truly sorry in advance for the... what should be beautiful holiday traditions that we are now going to make you regret.
So we did this last year and it was such a hit with you guys because, you know, you want to switch things
sometimes
up for the holidays.
Funny.
Yeah, you want to get like a little, you know, it's the holidays. You want
everyone,
to get the
there's
festive
all this,
holiday
there's
spirit.
There's all this like Santa, Mrs. Claus lingerie yeah. out there yeah. and like everything's themed with green and red. So
for
we
sure.
like to get into the spirit as well.
And like you're eating differently, you're drinking differently, you're celebrating
you're,
differently.
You're
so why
slaying
not fuck
differently.
Differently? You know yeah. what I mean? Mm-hmm. All right, Tracy, start it off.
All right. Just a thought. instead of hanging mistletoe, you hang a dildo and then you fuck under it. Thoughts, comments, concerns?
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, nobody likes it. That's my idea.
Okay.
Because, you know, mistletoe's cute and sweet and you just like a little kiss under there. But like, let's make it a little spicy. Like hang your favorite dildo and let it vibrate from the ceiling.
What's our black dildo's name?
Michael B. Jerkin.
See Michael B. Jerkin hanging from the ceiling. It's almost touching the floor. It's
make
so
sure.
long.
It's the third leg. It's that 10-inch dildo for just, me.
Please, God, let one of our baddies hang a dildo from their
and
wall.
And if you do, we would like to see pictures. Please. And when we say hang a dildo, we also leave the holly on there as like a little accent piece under the balls, if you will.
It really is so cheerful. Okay, so Christmas morning, you're going to fill his stocking with like just sex toys. So I'm talking you know, not just dildos. Let's get freaky. Let's do cock rings.
Yeah.
You know, let's do butt plugs. Like, fill that shit to the brim.
Also, I have a mental note for you ladies. Did you know when you are bent over, a guy is just strictly staring at your asshole while he's fucking you, doggy?
And that's do you know why, that?
That's why
holidays,
I've now. I've now been like a tiny butt plug, only this big, but make it crystallize something pretty for him to look at. I don't want you staring at my asshole for like however long.
Wait, are you telling us you put a butt plug in?
I bought like one that's this deep because I was like, it's almost like I'd rather you stare at a pretty little diamond butt plug than.
I can't. I'm dying.
I don't like the look of like the thought of you staring at my asshole has me like really not in the mood anymore. So like I'd rather like
you
something cute.
You put a diamond butt plug in your butt to fuck just to, so there's something pretty.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you decorate a cat's butthole? Like, that was a trend. It's like the same thing.
I'm not even sorry. After I heard this, like, I was not okay. I was at TikTok and it was like, ladies, did you know? And I was like, oh God, what are they going to tell me? And then it's like, men confirm or deny that you just stare at their asshole when you're fucking them over. I'm like, what?
Okay, so take your suggestion and holidayize
it. Yeah, holiday it. Make like, it cute with like a little crystal one or
like
something.
One, maybe a little piece of mistletoe.
Yeah,
over your butt crack.
And like, there's ones that don't go deep, and then there's like, no, I'm not here for the big ones. But like, just a little like plug in there. I am not here to think about you staring at my asshole the whole time.
This
it's not
is
okay.
A fucking incredible revelation.
Yeah, I just don't.
You
like
heard
it
here first.
I don't like it.
Tracy bedazzles her butthole.
Yeah.
For doggy style.
Yeah,
it's fucking incredible.
Sorry.
Wow.
It is what it is, guys.
All right, this holiday season, you're gonna put a little mistletoe on your butt crack. You'll know where to kiss. All right,
it's like the new thing.
So yes, yeah, so you're gonna fill his stockings with sex toys. And then you're going to use the stocking afterwards because it's just there to, like, you know, clean up your mess because it's going to get dirty.
There's nothing better when you're just sitting there paused waiting for somebody to go grab like a napkin or a towel to clean you off.
It's a win-win. You got your stocking and you got your rag.
All right. This year we're getting festive. We're going to Frosty the Snowman, your man. we're going to put ice in your mouth and then you're going to go down on the carrot.
Yeah. So it'll get a like ice chili cold blowjob.
Burr is cold in here. There must be some frosty in the atmosphere.
All right. You are going to surprise him with a new tree topper. You're going to text him, hey, babe, guess what? Got a new tree topper. And he's going to be like, why? My mom gave me the other one we've had in our family for 80 generations.
Not as good as this one.
But when he gets home, your panties are going to be on top of the tree. And you're going to be waiting underneath it, the tree, naked.
I am your gift.
I am
Unwrap
your gift,
me.
Babe.
You strategically put these in the water. All right. Don't worry, Jews. We haven't forgotten about you. This year, you are going to sing the dreidel song while gargling his balls.
It's different
vibrations for this holiday lyric.
Think about it, because when you're saying dreidel, like it's a mouthful. You know,
yeah,
it's like a mouthful of balls.
Definitely a mouthful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with a little David vibration, if you will. Star of David vibration. A little Hanukkah Harry.
Speaking of Hanukkah, this is for the guys that like ass play. You're going to take that menorah and you're going to stick it up
right
his
up
ass.
His ass.
And listen.
Happy eighth night, my friend.
It's going to feel amazing. And then afterwards, you can actually light the menorah so you have the like remembrance of what just happened in the air.
Never forget. Don't worry, guys. We know there's another holiday tradition. Kwanzaa. Who's ready for it? Okay. The day after Christmas, blow his mind with a surprise blowjob and wish him happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, so Kwanzaa starts the day after Christmas. And just when you thought, you know, the
just
celebrations
when you thought the
were
gifts
over,
have ended.
Yeah. Happy Kwanzaa, babe.
Yep.
There we go.
Maybe some festive Kwanzaa lingerie.
Amazing.
Theme colored.
Kwanzaa lingerie. I love it.
Kwanzaa lingerie.
Kwanzaa lingerie.
It's the French version of
Kwanzaa lingerie.
Kwanzaa lingerie.
Kwanzaa lingerie. All right. You are going to blow him with a mouthful of eggnog, okay? This is a win-win because you will get drunk and he will get turned on. You're going to let that eggnog kind of drip all over your face onto your titties, and you are going to have a very Merry Christmas.
You got that milk money.
Gross.
All right, here's the Hallmark movie for you people who love Hallmark, right? All right. Hook up with, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
What? Can't say.
Okay,
that.
This is the Hallmark movie suggestion from Jessica that she's forcing me to read, but
I'll read this one. You read the next one. I'd rather you read the next one. All right, the Hallmark movie. You're gonna hook up with a white guy from your old town and show him what a hoe you are for the holidays, and that's called the Hallmark movie. So Tracy, you're gonna go home East Hanover. You're gonna fuck some, you know, some white guy from high school. Yeah, you are. Yep, and you're gonna show
him. We have holiday matching Christmas cards. I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
All right, next one's all you, Trey.
Here's just a thought. You know, it's hopefully gonna be a white Christmas. You know, white protein. Get me? Feel my drift? What you're gonna do is you're gonna put on snowsuits and you're gonna cut a little hole in the middle of the snowsuit in 69, right in the snow, right in the middle of the snow. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
So you're suggesting welcome. To put on snowsuits at 69.
Go outside and show everyone classic. A good time. 69.
Can you read the next one too, just for me?
Sure, Jess. No problem. Ask your lover to ejaculate all over your body so you feel like a homemade snowman. You're welcome for this holiday tip.
All right, and last but not least, if you've always wanted to try bondage, now is the time because you are going to take your Christmas lights or your tinsel and you are going to tie
wrap
each other
motherfucker up.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Sex tips from Trey and Jay.
And don't forget to ride his sleigh.
I've got two from Alan to join in.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for this.
Oh, boy.
For any of our bisexual or lesbian listeners, we've got the Peppermint Patty.
Oh, I love this.
It's when you and your best gal pal use a candy cane to pleasure one another.
Wow. I'll file that on things under I will never be doing. You had me until you said gal pal. I don't fuck with my friends. But go ahead.
And then finally, to end the holiday season, we have the new year, which is where you make him a bunch of promises that you never plan to keep.
This one's maybe my favorite.
Wow.
That should have been top of the fucking actual list, honestly.
Chills. Actual chills.
New Year's resolution, that man, and then trap him and never do any of the things he's promised to do. Sounds like a fucking plan to me. 2020, how you doing?
Well, this has been fun. I'm glad that we traumatized them for the third right year in a row.
All right, baddies. We have a fun segment for you for this holiday spirit. And we know you need gift ideas because we need gift ideas. We all need gift ideas. And Trey and me are really not the ones to give you. We'll be like, get this black dildo 25%
yeah,
off. Like
Michael be jerking for the holidays.
Yeah, like we know your aunt does not want that. Mm-hmm. So we've brought on a special guest. His name is Nerdy Noel. And he is here to give you top 10 gift ideas. But they're like special. Like they're... I don't think any of them are cheap. They're all kind
like
of like
techie.
Yeah. Like something like really creative, something that
like nobody would buy for themselves.
Yes. Bingo. Great. So hi, Nerdy Noel.
Nerdy Noel here, spreading holiday cheer.
All right. So I have
I hate this for him.
I have your list. Okay. So the first thing on your list here is the Uller. Is that what it's called? The cooling.
It is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The cooling mattress pad and sleep system.
I like that.
So I'm sure everyone has slept in a bed with another person before. And, you know, what this does is it essentially lays on top of your mattress. So even if you got a fancy Casper mattress or one of those other brands, this is going to lay on top and you're actually going to be able to control what temperature you want your side of the bed to be.
Unbelievable.
I love it. I like
it.
It's unbelievable.
Wait. So you can make it actually cooler?
You make it cooler or hotter.
Holy Santa Claus shit.
And it will adjust based on how you're sleeping or your temperature throughout the night to keep you at that temperature. So not only are you going to feel comfortable and probably not wake up, but you're actually going to get better, deeper sleep, and you're going to feel better the morning after.
Can I get a price point on this?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Click the link, Jess.
Okay, so... we've got we're gonna need our sugar daddies to buy us.
In your life.
You know what? This is a good buy your husband gift because it's something you both can enjoy.
Yeah, but it makes it look like you did it for him.
Yeah,
it's a great
use
sneaky
credit
gift
card to buy this. I love this. This has hot flash written all over it. Like, just wake up sweaty in the middle of the night, cool off. Like, this is amazing. And also, is there anything better than getting into a warm bed?
Yes,
like,
getting into a freezing cold bed with a million blankets.
I
on
love
top.
That you could do either, but that's amazing. Doesn't matter who you're with. Like, you can customize your side.
I literally hate nothing more than a warm bed. I'm like, I want to freeze.
So the prices range, like, based on the bed size, mm-hmm. but it's not cheap, but
so, like, a
hashtag
twin,
worth it.
A twin is what?
$600.
Okay, and then
a king
is $1,000?
$700. It's not terrible.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
I love this.
8 hours, 8 hours of your day is spent on this, just like I tell people about the Casper
mattress. This is an investment.
Like, it's an investment.
Yeah.
This is, Jess, you know what? I can see this. A great in-law gift. Right, they want to get you something nice for the couple, newly married couple.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
something like that.
If you think about it, it's about $50 a month.
I can see Mama Jess doing this.
It's about $50 a month for the year. If you break it down that way,
whoa, I love
every
what
other year.
I always when I want to rationalize buying something expensive, I break it down through the year. So I'm like, if I did a monthly payment, it would only be this much. So this thing is literally $50 a month. Basically, give or take a few dollars for a year. That's it. That's nothing to sleep amazingly for the next couple years.
Nerdy Noel, what's this next one? Four wheels, hubless roller. It's a luggage?
Yeah, so I think a lot of, this is more of a guy gift. I think a lot of women are embarrassed by traveling with their husband or boyfriend because their luggage is terrible, doesn't look sophisticated.
It's so ugly. Yeah, you're
so
right.
True. And they're also, you know, you miss that flight or there's a delay. And you don't have anywhere to charge your items, your iPhone, your laptop, your iPad.
Hold on.
So this.
You're telling me this thing charges your thing?
So this is incredible. So hear me. So this, not only is it a great suitcase, really like manly tech looking, but it has a pop-out charger. So the FAA essentially has said you cannot put a roller luggage underneath with a lithium ion battery. So if you do have to put this luggage underneath,
it actually
has a spring loaded pop out. So it'll be just like one of those portable chargers you all have seen, but it's built into the suitcase.
Genius.
Shut
so it can actually charge them. It can charge a MacBook. Like, it is a huge, powerful battery that can charge multiple devices at once. So you could charge your, you know, your girlfriend or your wife's iPhone, and you could be charging up your MacBook at the same time.
And you know what?
Take my
this
money.
Is so much better than sitting in a circle at the airport trying to get a it's like,
yo,
so
there's nothing
gross.
Weirder than like huddling up on the one like stand where everyone's plugged into their iPhones.
Yeah, that's a COVID cesspool right there. And you know what? This luggage is expensive. So I'm actually surprised this is not more, but $400, you get free 2-day shipping. It'll be here in time for Christmas. Love this. This is a great gift for your husband.
I hate to say it. It was half priced for Black Friday.
Ooh. Wow. $200?
Yeah. That's an amazing deal. You got it, Jay? Of course you did.
Black Friday.
No, my brother actually got it.
Wow. Yes. Ooh. Okay, I want this. Tell Denny I want this. Sleep buds. So.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like this.
So first we're going to start. It's a Bose product, right? So we know
so
it's going to be high end. Whoever gets that gift is going to be like, damn, this person really cares about me. So these are absolutely incredible. I got these when I had my baby and we were rotating nights of me and my wife getting up in the middle of the night. What's the point of rotating nights if you're going to get up too anyways, because you're awoken. Now you're staring at the ceiling. Anyways, what these sleep buds do is they're purely meant for sleep. You cannot put these in and listen to the Jay-Z album. You have to connect these to the Bose app. It has a built-in alarm clock. And what it's going to do is just put these soothing sounds into your ears all night, the whole time you're sleeping. So it's going to create a little suction around your ear canal, give you some soothing music or noise, or it could be like a rainforest or, you know, some of those tranquil sounds that you guys
are
probably
familiar with
now. And, if a robber breaks in and starts smashing glass, you're going to hear it, but you're not going to hear that subtly crying baby if they're in another room or if your wife gets out of bed or husband gets out of bed. You could rotate these between two people. It just has to be connected to, to a cell phone. And I've slept with them. They don't fall out.
That was my question.
They're absolutely incredible.
That's amazing. They stay in your ears.
These are perfect. Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. I love that. They're made for sleep.
And I think the price point's phenomenal. It's $199. I mean, you're getting a Bose product.
That's,
again, just like the mattress pad. Just like the mattress pad, something you use every night, eight hours. Like, Tracy, do the math.
Yep.
What are we looking at? $20 a month here?
No, it's less.
Oh, even less. Even better.
Amazing. All right, next gift. FrameBridge. You can frame just about anything. Oh, this is cool. Explain this.
So this is
cool.
This isn't going to be the cheapest framing option on the web, but there's two great things that I love about this. So Jess, dating Mr. High School Superstar, might have some cool memorabilia hanging around or something that he really treasures. So you can actually mail this item to them and they will custom frame anything. It could be a map. It could be a keychain. It could be something from the first night you met. It could be a jersey. You send it to them. Cool. They custom frame it. They send it back.
Like even something maybe your kids make, right? Like a picture.
Exactly. Anything that's up to a half an inch thick.
Wow.
So it's really cool. I've seen them do some really cool stuff. And there's
You could do like Cecily's like hospital bracelet.
Yeah.
Or like her first blanket.
Yeah. Super thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Super cute. I love this idea, Jay. Did you do this?
You could, no, I wish it was my company, but yeah, you can. Oh, have I used it before?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Cool. And they also just do regular frames, picture frames and stuff.
Oh, look at this. There's glasses, there's a license plate, there's awards, all kinds of cool shit. Cool.
There's one more cool thing while we're talking about FrameBridge. They also have this item called gallery walls. And I don't know about you guys, but my biggest problem when me and my wife are like, all right, what can we do in this corner of the room or what kind of photos can we do? And you never can quite picture what different types of frames are going to look like with each other, how they should stack. If you go to their gallery walls page, they have, and they're not cheap, but I promise you they are incredible. They have already matched up these different types of colors of frames. They've aligned them for different things like going up the stairs,
amazing,
floor to ceiling, above the couch, above the bed. And the designers have done just an amazing job. And all you do is upload photos from your phone or Instagram or Facebook. They show you exactly what it's going to look like with the frames, and they mail you all of them.
Genius.
With a blueprint. So you go to the wall, they send you this fold out sheet, you put it on the wall. It's like, it's made of paper.
And I need
it
this.
Literally tells you, put a hole here, put a hole here, put a hole here.
Mm-hmm.
You rip the paper off. The nails are already up. And you're hanging the frames, and it looks ridiculously professional.
Sick. Love it. Need it.
I've used that, and it's amazing. It seems expensive, but once it's up, it like changes your whole room. It's
beautiful. And it's like,
and you never know what
house,
to do.
Like, that's the shit. Like, I'm afraid to put stuff in the walls because I'm not going to like it or it's not going to make sense. And this would solve that issue. I love this.
Amazing.
Okay.
I love them.
Let's talk about the AirTag because I want these. I hope someone got me these. Doubtful.
Did I put those on the list, I believe.
Yeah, tell me about them.
The air tags are, Jess, you might remember years ago, those little tiles.
Mm-hmm. There's one on Beetlejuice's collar.
So air tags is basically tile 2.0. What's great about them is it has a replaceable battery. They're a little smaller than the tiles, and they have a much better way to find them if you have an iPhone. So can you use an Android? Yes. Do you want to use an iPhone with these? Absolutely.
If you have an Android, I don't trust you.
Yeah, this list is not for Android.
Yeah, we don't
users.
Like Android users.
Turn this off.
I'm glad we cleared that. So the AirTags, Jess, let's say you got something buried in the couch and you're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's gonna estimate how many feet away you are from that product and tell you, basically guide you in the direction while you hold your phone like a compass to where it is.
That's awesome.
Wow.
The accuracy is unbelievable. And
so it's that game of like hot or cold.
It's hot or cold on your iPhone. This would have come in great handy when my daughter shoved Jess's remote control on the couch. She couldn't find it for 2 weeks.
People have been gluing these to the remotes. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing for sure. Actually, you know what I saw on Amazon, Jay? I saw that they make like third-party remote holders for the remote that holds the AirTag in it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow,
there's
innovative
uses for this. Throw it in your every pocketbook. Throw it in your purse.
Put it in your kid's
People
backpack.
People have found stolen cars.
Wow,
throw it in your kid's backpack.
I would put it on my kids, like in their shoe.
Yeah, put it in their shoe.
So the beauty, how this all works, guys, is anytime it's within about 30-ish feet of an iPhone, it basically, even if it's Jess's AirTag and I'm near that AirTag, it will tell Jess that where the AirTag is based on my phone, and I don't know this is happening in the background, and Jess never knows that it was my phone that pinged it. So think of the think of the network across the U.S. of iPhones, iPads,
right,
that now are syncing up with these AirTags. No one knows it. It's not really a security risk that I know of. But Jess is basically going to be able to find her product if it gets lost.
Yeah, so basically you don't have to be 30 feet away from it, but somebody with this has to be 30
feet away.
This
is so fucked up, but like when kids get kidnapped, they're usually, like, they're not taken across the country. They're usually somebody fucking creeper in the neighborhood, like your neighbor or something. And like this AirTag would have solved a lot of fucking problems in the past, right?
Yeah. And a kidnapper will take off their jacket. They will change their clothes, but they're more than likely going to keep their shoes on. So put it in their fucking shoe before they leave.
Genius.
Because they're not going to have spare shoes in there.
Genius. Yep. Love it. Lego ideas. Home Alone. What is this?
So Lego has been doing a ridiculous amount of creating products and marketing to adults lately. They've kind of given up on the kids. And so this year they came out with a $250 Home Alone house Lego set.
This is pretty cool.
And it has every detail from the movie.
Side note. If I come to your house and you have this $250 Lego house.
This is a cool thing. I think if you're into decorating your house with like Christmas shit, like
hear me out,
the Home Alone house.
Hear me out. This is a great Christmas Eve. Playing with your family, like let's put this together. Put this together with our family, like see what we create, and then each year presenting, like laying it out for the next year, like something to do with your family. Otherwise, it's fucking weird.
This Home Alone thing is wild. It has even the truck.
It has Marvin, whatchamacallit, Harry and Marvin there.
The fact you know that is amazing. Tracy never fails to impress me.
Yeah, well, that's my job.
The details are unbelievable. Yeah. You'd have to see it to believe it, so make sure you Google it to check it out. It's amazing.
All right, your personal digital fitness and health coach.
The Whoop Strap. So the Whoop Strap is somewhat of an Apple Watch Fitbit competitor. However, it doesn't have a screen, so it's not going to hit you with notifications all day.
I like that.
And the data you're going to get about your body from the Whoop Strap is
on
like nothing
phone.
You can get on any of these other.
I love it's called Whoop, and I keep calling
competitors.
It
competitors.
Whoop,
there it is.
I call it the Whoop Strap.
The Whoop Strap.
So, anyways,
right.
This is going to. So, what's amazing about this? Let's say you you work out. This thing basically is going to track your sleep. And it's going to tell you by tracking your heart rate and your heart rate variability if how ready you are to take on the day.
Whoa. Mine would be a negative.
Some people,
you are not ready.
Well, it's going to take into consideration your sleep, your HVR, your resting heart rate, and it's going to basically tell you, okay, you are ready for this day and you can work out really hard, or maybe you should take an off day. Even if you don't work out, the data that comes from this could be shared with your doctor. It'll help you understand what's going on with your body and how ready you are, or, you know, how ready you are to tackle something like big that day, physically or mentally.
I love this. This is great. We love
and
all of
it. It just works in the background.
You know
a
what I like that there's
like
no screen,
too.
So it's pretty. It like looks like a fashion
accessory,
not like another Apple Watch. You know what I mean?
I hate nothing. There's nothing more offensive to me than a woman all dressed up with a fucking Apple Watch. Like, relax, Kim Possible. Calm the fuck down. You look like a secret agent. No, you're not dressed up like a woman in a fucking dress with heels on and her hair and makeup done in a fucking Apple Watch makes me twitch.
This is a phenomenal companion to the person that wants to wear an actual watch but still get health tracking benefits. So it doesn't look ridiculous, right? You can't wear an iPhone with a Rolex, Apple Watch with a Rolex.
Right.
You have to pick one. So this can be worn alongside
a
traditional watch. So it's a lot of watch lovers prefer something like this.
I love Nerdy this. Noelle, you have done
You've
it again.
Killed it.
These
killed
are really it. Great gift ideas. Like for people that are struggling or like, and this is what makes, I know you don't love gift giving, but when you come up with shit like this, like this
no,
is something cool
it.
To give somebody.
I know I love gift giving. I don't like gift receiving. I love giving gifts. I hate receiving gifts. Makes me cringe.
All right. Well, if anyone wants to get Tracy anything, she really wants the Home Alone Legoland. So.
All right, guys, it's been real.
Nerdy Noelle, thank you, nerd. That was thank you, nerd. Jay, you're the man. Thank you so much. This was a really cool segment. Well, we'll see you for next Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yes, we'll be ready.
Nerdy
bye,
Noel,
guys.
Nerdy Noel, nerdy all the way.
Oh my God, bye. Poor guy. He's PTSD from this now.
Baddies, we have a new segment. It is called Denny's Dad Jokes.
Hey!
Holiday edition.
Can't wait to hear this bullshit. So Denny has prepared some dad jokes for us for the holidays because, you know, you are at a holiday party and, you know, things
nothing
get
that
weird.
Breaks the ice yeah. More than a good dad joke.
Yeah. So let's hear them. Did you memorize them?
Yeah, I memorized them all.
Did you?
Yes, they're all memorized.
Holy shit. What fucking dedication to this piece of shit show.
Now that I'm a dad, for the last year and a half, I've been honing my skills in the dad joke universe.
So Denny's here in person, y'all. In fucking
I
person.
Have a video to prove it of
gonna,
his awkwardness
gonna rip through,
of being on
we're
going to
rip through some of these real quick.
All right, let's hear them. Right. We're ready.
How do you wash your hands over the holiday?
How?
With Santa. Tizer.
I love this already.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever see Santa in the hospital?
I don't know why.
Because he has private elf care.
Why do I love dad jokes so much? It's not even normal.
It's terrible. All
right, here we go. Here's another one. This is real good.
This is real good. Preface it with how good it is.
Why does Santa have three gardens?
Why?
He can ho, ho.
So he can ho, ho, ho. How did I not see that one coming?
It's also definitely not gardens in the North Pole.
All right, this is one of my favorites.
Hope so.
That I handwritten. What do you call a kid who doesn't believe in Santa?
I don't know.
Jessica?
No idea. I thought we weren't allowed to ask.
A rebel without a clause.
Oh my God.
This is definitely my new favorite segment. Jesus. Fuck every other segment. Jokes. I love dad jokes.
I'll see if you guys could handle this one.
Okay.
Why will Santa go down your chimney on Christmas Eve?
I don't know.
Because it suits him.
Wow.
Because it suits him. I don't even
it's
get that
Denny's
one.
It's Denny's face. It's Denny's face when he's delivering it. Like he's so
I don't think it was written right.
He goes, I don't even get that one. I don't get that one
it's
either.
It's not because it suits him. It's because it suits him.
Oh!
But they wrote it wrong on the stupid site.
Way funnier that way. I love that joke. Now. I'm going to tell it. All right, you got one more?
I got 100 more.
Oh, this is very exciting.
How does Santa spend his hard-earned money?
I don't know.
On jingle bills.
Jingle bills? Wait. The fucking look.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
This is amazing.
Go.
All right, here we go. What disease will you get if you eat Christmas decorations?
I'm scared for this one, honestly.
Tinselitis.
Wow. Tinselitis. Classic.
Classic mix-up.
Classic
up.
Tinselitis.
Classic mix-up.
All right, I thought this one was good. What do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their games in a hotel lobby?
I can't even imagine where this is going. Go ahead.
Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer.
Wow. I give up. Who the fuck came up with that? These are yours?
No.
Oh my God.
Where are the ones I sent you?
Those sucks. I got better ones.
What?
Wow, Denny researched for this. I feel like
you like the other one. You like the one last night. The sweater.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
How did Scrooge win the football game?
No, no.
The ghost of Christmas past.
I don't get it.
Pass.
Wow.
Pass. Football.
Wow.
These are great. I'm sorry. I like am a true lover of dad jokes. I think these are fucking hysterical. I love a good pun.
Hey, Jess, do you know who Grinch's least favorite band is?
No.
The Who.
The Who. Oh, my God. I fucking knew that was coming. I just couldn't answer it fast enough.
That was good.
How about this one? What do you call a Christmas rom-com about bread?
About bread?
Yeah, about bread.
Something about yeast.
Ew.
I don't know. I don't know. That got weird. I didn't mean it like yeast infection. I meant like.
Okay. We'll just continue on.
I just got so
what
weird.
What do you call a Christmas rom-com about bread?
We don't know.
Loaf, actually.
Wow. That's a cute one.
Wow.
That was a cute one? Okay, let's try a religious.
All right,
joke.
Hit us with the religions.
What did the third wise man say after his friends had already presented gold and frankincense?
It's got to be something about myrrh.
But wait,
there's
myrrh.
Now it's so good. I'm doing it. I'm telling my priest that one.
stole my freestyle.
I mean, I got 100. You want to keep going? Or
no, I don't think we do, actually. Leave it on, but wait. There's more.
I'll give you one more.
All right, one more.
If I can remember it, this is an original.
No.
It's not an original, but I heard it somewhere else. It's not on my list. Jessica. What did one snowman say to the other?
What
did one snowman say to the other?
What did he say?
Do you smell carrots?
Ew.
Do you smell carrots?
I don't like that.
Do you get the joke?
No, because their carrots are in their nose.
All right, goodbye.
Wow.
I don't like that one. That was not a good one to end on. Like,
you got to end on Mer. It was so good. That was my favorite.
Dennis, how are you not going to read this one? What does Mrs. Claus get when she wears tight pants? A mistletoe.
Wow. That one's the best.
All right.
That one's the best.
Unbelievable.
A mistletoe.
Well, that new segment went.
My favorite segment.
As planned.
Since this fucking show started. My favorite segment.
Oh my gosh.
But wait, there's Mer. God, it's fucking so good.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I love that. I'm sorry. I'm a true lover of dad jokes. I love it.
Denny
killed that.
He really took the dad jokes to next level.
Better than his segment of Denny's do's and don'ts.
Denny's dad jokes.
Or Denny's gift ideas.
I sent him perverted so ones and he did not read them.
I'm shocked because I know Denny loves a perv moment.
Because I sent this and why are Christmas trees better than men? Even the small ones give satisfaction.
That's so accurate.
Woof.
Why does Santa always come through the chimney? Because he knows better than to try the back door.
That one's my favorite.
Says the woman who just dropped on us that she gets a new blood plug now.
No, it's not like an intensity blood plug. It's just one to just distract from
No one ever said you needed to get the biggest butt plug for it to be
tiny.
Butt stuff.
I just
it's
like,
still a butt plug.
Like,
a butt plug is a butt plug.
I gotta Google it because you guys kind of
need
to see
I'd rather not. Nope. I truly would rather not.
Crystal butt plug.
How did the Bad Examples Patreon get taken down? Picture of Tracy's butt plug. All you have to do is go on Amazon.
It's literally
and
right
search
here.
Butt plug.
It's so cute. You can't even tell me it's not cute.
I don't think the word cute and butt plug I've ever got.
But it's white. It's so tiny.
Yeah, it's just the training set of butt plugs on Amazon.
Stick that in your ass.
You've never had someone come in your ass before? Just the tip. I won't do full anal, but like just the tip. Never?
No. You are changing your fucking tune because there was no ass play, and now you're
sticking
things in your
like
ass
anal.
And letting dicks in your butt.
No, just the tip is different.
Is there something you want to tell us?
No, what do you mean? I told you way too much on this podcast as it is about my life. I don't like any anal, no.
You put something in your butt.
It's a distraction. I don't like the fact that someone's staring at my asshole. Have you ever looked at an asshole? They're
so
ugly.
You stick something in your ass, then what do you do afterward? Do you have to wash it?
Yeah, of course you wash
it. Yeah, Jessica, like, ew.
What do you mean? Also, do you sanitize your sex toys after using them every time? You should.
Yeah, but like, I don't stick anything in my butt. I don't know. I can't believe. I feel like I don't even know you.
I like need to ask her this question, but I don't even know if she'll answer. Have you ever let Denny eat your ass?
My mother-in-law's babysitter. Can we lower our voice? Can we lower our voice?
My mother-in-law is upstairs babysitting.
That's uncomfortable, but it's cool for me to have to record the threesomes episode while my parents are painting my house just on the other side of the door.
There's a reason my mom doesn't listen to this stupid fucking show.
Oh,
she likes the things.
But when the tables are
turned,
Jessica's like, "Could we please lower our voices?"
Say that any louder? It was like. It was dead silent.
I've never seen Jessica getting back. Like,
please, can we lower our voices?
I'm dead.
A
tongue is the same thing. Just saying, you let it near your.
No,
ass.
There's insertion. When you put butt plug, you plug it. It's an insert.
Do a little pinky thing, you know.
No.
I beg to differ. I think she's done it. I think she just won't admit it.
No,
you can't just be like, all right.
There's no yeeps going on or.
Skirt.
That's what I say when I'm like, skirt. He comes near there. Skirt. Screaming.
Oh my God.
Okay. Baddies, thanks for joining us for another holiday soiree.
With Trey and Jay.
Yeah, we love you guys. It's been a fucking great year. And we hope your holidays are amazing.
I hope you guys keep us on the air until next year so we can give you some more awful sex advice.
We hope you use these sex tips into the new year.
Yeah, and tag us if you try any of these. We'd love to hear and see what you came up with.
Can't wait to hear how your panties on the tree, you know,
while
your
you're naked laying under it with a red bow wrapped around you.
Yeah.
Baddies, thank you so much for another amazing year. And just so you know, we're going to be off for a couple of weeks. We're still going to have some stuff coming out. It's just not going to be full episodes. But if you want more content next week, we're going to have a year in review. We're going to have some more Christmas bonus stuff. Make sure you go to patreon.com/badexamples. You can get all the extra content and you won't miss a step while we're on break in between seasons. Season 6 coming in the new year.
Oh, we love you, baddies. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Until the new year.
Happy New Year. We love you.
Ciao, bitches.
See you next year.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.